What's up, everybody? This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, your host of Mr. Gentleman, like the podcast. And this week's sponsorship is from Newsly. Newsly is an all-in-one audio super app for iOS and Android. It picks up web articles about the most trending topics on the web at any given moment and read them to you in a natural human voice. For the first time in ever on the internet, the entire web becomes listenable, all in one place. Browse articles from topics you choose, start playing, start scrolling, and start listening. You can follow any topics as you specifically and you like, from sports, science, to Bitcoin, even to the Kardashians. It will find you on the latest article and you read them to you out loud. And they have podcasts as well. Explore trending podcasts from over 50 countries. Our podcast, Mr. Gentleman, like the podcast, is on there as well. Yes, it is. Shout out to Newsly for that. I thought using it as my default podcast app. Download and use Newsly for free from www.newsly.me or from the link in the description. Use the promo code Mr. Gentleman that I will also put in the description and receive 1 month free premium subscription. So you already know, y'all, download Newsly now. Check it out. Support them, y'all. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, your host of Mr. Gentleman, like that podcast, and enjoy the show. Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, and I am the host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And I just want to take the time and say rest in peace to the legend, the queen of rock and roll, Tina Turner. We lost her earlier this week, and this is a really sad loss. She made legendary songs like Proud Mary, Private Dancer, The Best, and What Love Got to Do with It. And she was a legend to everybody. And this is a really sad loss. Like, keep her family in our prayers. And rest in peace to the legendary Tina Turner.
You are now listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Season 6.
Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, 1/4 of the Premier Boys Podcast, your host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And welcome to another new episode of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Hope all is well. And on today's episode, we got my special guest. You already know he a returning guest. He a hip-hop artist. He is 1/4 of the Premier Boys Podcast. He is the host of the Bridge Podcast. We got my bro, Long Live the Chief, Molly Mel, in the building. And you know, this interview part two been a long time coming. But he would have to have an actual interview for 4 years. Yeah, he's been on the show before after that, but for actual one-on-one interview, this is his first one in 4 years. So we're going to talk about what's going on in his music career. We're going to talk about how he felt about joining the Premier Boy Podcast. We're going to talk about The Bridge and many more. So y'all already know what to do. Sit back, relax, and I'll be right back.
It's your boy Dre the General, and you are now tuned in to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. At this time, I will be giving y'all the Mr. Gentleman Facts quote of the day. And today's quote of the day is, stay focused. And what I mean by that is, like I said, if you have a dream or a goal or something that you always want to accomplish, always stay focused and don't let nothing distract you from aiming for your greatness. And that is today, Mr. Gentleman Facts quote of the day. Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, and I am the host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And this commercial break is brought to you by Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. On Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, we interview many guests about their life journey, pretty much where they come from and where they at now. Also, promoting their brands or whatever they're doing at the time they come on the show. We also have the host talk about personal stories about himself and everything that he's been through. And also, we have fun conversation about anything music, anything old school, relationships, wrestling, and many more. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast every Sundays at 12 a.m. We are also on every Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Spin-Off Series Thursdays, where we have all of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Spin-Off Series all in one day, where we have a conversation about music podcasts every first Thursday at 12 a.m., the old school show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursday at 12 a.m., and we have Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Ms. Vanna B every second and third Thursday at 12 a.m., and y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, the Pods, and many more. Or y'all can check it out on the official website of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com. And tune in every Sundays and Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Thank y'all for tuning in to this commercial break of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Back to your regularly scheduled program. Cheer!
Yo, this is the fresh one. They call me Mally Mal, the man. And you're right now, you're listening to the Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast with my boy, the gentleman, Ken. Shouldn't be anywhere else right now.
Yes, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. And at this time, I got my special guest. Y'all already know, man, this is a returning guest. He is the bro, he is a hip-hop artist, one-fourth of the Premier Way Podcast, new host of the Bridge Podcast. We got my bro, Long Live the Chief, Mally Mal in the building. Mally Mal, how you doing, bro? Welcome back to the show.
Long Live the Chief. It's my favorite moniker. Man, you know, so it's always a pleasure to do these shows with you, Ken. It's always a pleasure to work with somebody just like you. Like the work ethic, just to be able to really put your foot continuously forward in the face of adversity. I know you got a lot of stuff that you deal with. We talk about off stream, and you're so consistent. I always admire that about you, brother. You're very consistent. So I love coming on the show and showing love.
You ain't no bro, and I appreciate that, man. I had to bring you back. I mean, I'll bring you back for, you know, another episode of Wrestling Prediction and stuff, but I had to bring you back for this type of episode because 4 years ago, around this time, you was my fifth guest on Mr. Gentleman, like the podcast.
I was,
you know, I had to bring it back because that was an amazing interview, well, conversation that we have. And, you know, we had to bring it back because you were the fifth guest, yes. You were the fifth guest of Mr. Gentleman, like the podcast, yes. The fifth.
Okay. I like that. A nice round number. I'm the V.
and it's funny because it's the fifth month of May, and you know it had to bring it back, son. So yeah. So welcome back to the show again. And yes, man. You know.
Listen, I'm happy to be back. The show's been around for this long. That is a testament, right?
That's a fact.
And it's always good to do these things where we get to catch up with each other, you know, especially after all this time. I mean, we've been in contact doing a Premier Voice podcast and these various things. But like just getting to kick back and really reflect over what's been happening over the course of this is a lot of time.
It is.
Roman Reigns has been champion for like three quarters of the time.
That's a fact. So yes, I wanted to do the episode again. So we know the people know about Mally Mal. So you know, or refresh people's memory of Mally Mal. But you know, first thing first, you know, let everybody know where are you from. For those that didn't listen to the first interview, where are you from?
Where am I from? I know they're hearing in my voice. I'm from Brooklyn. Now, see, I was born and raised for the most part here, but I did spend a good chunk of time down south, Portsmouth, Virginia. You know, P-Town stand up, you know, Missy Elliott stand up, we out here. Mm. But, you know, basically Brooklyn. So that's my upbringing and everything like that.
You already know. So how would you describe yourself in three words?
In three words?
Three words.
Quiet, caring, and magnanimous.
Hmm. Okay. Good choices. Instant choices, son. Mm. And what is one talent that you have that nobody knows about?
Nobody knows about, yeah.
Hmm.
That's a tough one. I don't know if people know that. I don't know if people know. I mean, I wouldn't call myself a martial artist. I just self-practice, like, on a daily basis. Mm. I guess that's something people don't know because it's, you know, if I'm talking about rap and podcast life, politics, they don't know, you know, at 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm up kicking the air.
you know, crazy son, I didn't even know that.
Really?
I didn't know you did martial arts. No, crazy, because I did martial arts too, son. So yeah.
I love it. Like when I was younger, I never had the money or nobody to give me the attention to do it. But once I got on it, I got hooked. So I would watch and I would, you know, do what I would see. Then I started learning what styles are and looking up, just feasting on that information. And then MMA became big. And then like just combat sports in general. Because I'm always watching to see techniques and then I try them, you know, I practice. I'm not saying I could beat anybody with any sophisticated trainer or anything like that. But I'm just saying that, you know, I try to use it to keep myself up.
Not for you. So I used to do it a lot when I was younger as well. I went to, I believe, probably a yellow belt. Yeah, I mean, I could have went farther too. I wish I did went farther though, but yeah. But you know what? Let's dive more into your life journey. So let's talk about your beginning of life. Like, how were you growing up?
How was I?
Yeah, how were you growing up? Yeah, as a kid.
I mean, as a kid, my upbringing, like just the life I led growing up, it's always hard to describe. Like, you know, as a kid, I was always just studious, intuitive, curious, you know. When you know, a lot of tumultuous stuff started happening, I became more quiet and reserved. That's where I get that from. Mm-hmm. But before that, always studious, always bombastic. Just like, I just liked having fun as a kid. It's just, you know, sometimes your life ain't fun as a kid.
That's a fact. So how all that you've been through, you know, from childhood until now, made you the person you are today?
I mean, that's a question I can answer for 6 hours.
Yeah, there you go. You can answer how long you want.
I mean, just everything that I dealt with growing up, it made me become more mindful of who I am, more intentional about the things I do. Like, it got me to a space where, like, I'm always looking for that next thing to provide more, to have more, to gain more. Growing up the way I did made me resilient, right? Because, you know, this life will kick you in the teeth a few times.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to get up and pick up your teeth and put them back in your mouth. Like, that's not always the easiest task, but happened to start off in some of the cycles I did. Like, I wouldn't suggest it for a lot of people, but that resilience, I wouldn't trade it for anything else. You understand what I'm saying? In terms of just the musician I am, where I want to be, the way I grew up, the lifestyle I've led, just like, I pretty much paint it through the music that I make. You know, my music is just like me, sporadic and anxious. Like,
but you know, we gonna talk more about the music. We gonna talk more about the music.
Right. But at the same time, like right now, like I try to come from places of love, care, and wisdom. And just growing up the way I did, let me know that that's like, I don't know if anybody would disagree, because I'm not going to tell anybody how to live their life, but I don't know if anybody would disagree that that's a place, that those are bad places, or I don't think anybody would disagree that those are good places to come from.
Yeah. And, you know, we all, you know, dealt with a lot growing up, you know, whether it's something good or bad, but, you know, we all learn from it, and look where we at now, son. We are doing way bigger things that we could never have thought of, you know? And
right. Yeah,
we just gotta keep going. And we're gonna talk more about all those things that we got going on in a few. But you know, one thing about you and me, son, that we have in common more than anything is our love for music. You know, we both love music, whether it's R&B, hip hop.
Oh, you know it.
And you stuff like that. It. You know, that way we became brothers the way we are now. So my question to you is, being that this is the 50th year of hip-hop, what made you love hip-hop, and how much did hip-hop change from when it started to now?
Shoot, what made me love hip-hop? What made me not love hip-hop? Honestly, it came from just the love of music, really. But I remember the first like rap songs I really liked. They were by Biggie. My dad used to listen to a whole lot of Biggie. And like, it's a song that really caught me. I think it wasn't Hypnotized, Going Back to Cali. Just that. Like, just the way the bass drops and everything. But from there, from discovering Biggie, like, I went back. I found Nas, your Method Mans. I found just all the artists from around here. And I really just got so deeply involved in just music, like listening to it, hearing it, trying to learn the flow, this, that, and the third. Like, I was hooked. I'm a chunky. Like, I can't really go too long without hearing my song.
I feel you on that. I know for me, the first hip hop artist I ever heard was LL Cool J. And I think the first song that I did love, and when I heard that, I was like, yo, this is a smooth brother. And after that, I just became a fan of him. Then I started to listen to like everybody else, from Jay-Z, Nas, and you know, Biggie, and Tupac, and stuff like that. So I agree with you. You know, hip hop is amazing, yo. But how you feel about how much it changed from back then until now? How you feel about it? I know I asked you about this topic back to 2019, but a lot changed from 2019 into 2023.
I mean, my thoughts haven't changed drastically since then. Like, everything has to evolve. At this point, I'm almost happy the music has evolved, because if it doesn't evolve, it dies. Right? That's why disco's gone. Oh, yeah. You know, that's why the eras of music in the past are gone because they stopped evolving. When hip hop stops evolving, it's gonna die. When you really look at things in a large scheme of things, as far as Black music that was born in America, hip hop is one of the longest lasting forms, period.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So like, that's big, that's huge, man. Mm-hmm. Like, we need more control over this culture. More people that look like me and you need to benefit from the fact that hip hop's been around for 50 years, because that's who's supposed to benefit from.
That's a fact. You're right. That's a fact. I mean, I'm not gonna hold you. Even though the current scene is, I can't listen to everybody in the current scene, but the few that I did listen to in the current scene, you know, like Kendrick Lamar and J. Cole, you know, and more people that I can't think of right now, you know, it is some dope artists out there that do need some, you know, that is doing amazing thing that artists from the past are doing. And I mean, some of these new artists too, though. I ain't gonna hold you. Some of these new artists too, just not, some of them just not for me. You know, I'm not gonna hold you.
No, I understand that. Yeah. Like everything's not for me. Like you're not gonna hear me jamming a bunch of mumble rap. You're not gonna hear me jamming a bunch of drill rap.
Yeah.
But what's good is good, and that's the thing.
Yeah.
I would rather not get stuck on what I don't like because I know it's for somebody. And get stuck on what I do like. Now, can I sit back and listen to these songs and listen to them from a more technical ear? Yes. You know, that takes that subjectivity out of it.
Yeah.
Oh, and there, you know, then there's a whole bunch of questions that arise. I'd rather just really like what I like and understand why it's good than take that time to come down on something else that somebody else is like. Yeah. I mean, if you ask me if it's good or bad and you say it's my opinion, I'm going to say bad.
Thanks. So my next question is, out of the current scene, who are your fan of in the current scene, though?
I mean, I like Amine. Like, he's dope. When we talking, like, strictly newer scene artists, I like Cordae. Anderson .Paak.
Oh, definitely. Anderson .Paak.
Oh, my God.
Anderson,
that guy's a genius.
He's amazing.
I'm coming a big fan of Toby Engwe. Akeem Ali. Akeem Ali, man, I be jamming his shit. Like, Akeem Ali is fire. He's dumb fire. Like, he makes me want to rap again, because, like, it's like, you know why I really like rap? I don't know if I'm getting ahead of you.
I think it's just about there, because my next question is about you. It's about your music journey. So what inspired you to do music? And what age did you discover that you had talent?
Well, shoot. What inspired me to do music was just my love for it. One day, I was 11, and I'll never forget it. This is when I lived down in P-Town. We had this next door neighbor. He moved that same summer, and I never seen him again. And my homeboy, he was one of my closest friends. I haven't seen him in ages. But we were sitting down, we was bored one summer day, and it was hot. We was just like, yo, we want to write some rhymes. I was excited. I don't know why I was excited to do this, but I was, and I was writing, and I felt so good. It wasn't good, but it felt good. It felt fun to deliver the line, try to be cool. Mm-hmm. I wanted to do it the next day. They was already bored. I never got bored of it. Like, I never not wanted to do it. And then what kept me going was just the fact that I found out, like, I really studied hip hop, like, bro. Like, I don't know what possessed me at the ages I was doing it, but I really went into the history books. I really was studying. And I loved that competitiveness. Like, I loved the battle rap scene. Remember, I was battle rapping with Met in the Row. And then even when you're not battle rapping, you just want to have the best verse on any song you're on. You want to try to have the best songs. Like, it's a competition thing. One of the things that kept me in it was just knowing that there's so many good people out there. Yeah. Like, so many people really great at what they do. Like, J. Cole is incredible at what he does.
Yeah, J. Cole,
I wouldn't call him new scene anymore, because been in the game for like 10 years now.
That's a fact. Yeah, that's a fact. That's a fact. That's a fact. You're right. You're right. But yeah, I've been in the game for a minute.
That man is elite. Like, and knowing that people like him out there, it just gives me like inspiration to keep writing because I want to outwrite these people. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, that's the thing. So like, when I hear too much music I don't like, or too much music that doesn't invoke those that guttural, those looks, those feelings, you know what I'm saying? It actually decreases my motivation.
Yeah, that's a fact, yo. And you know, I feel the same exact way, yo. When I used to write and stuff like that, you know, and but one thing that, you know, it helped me was when we was in this group. You know, we had this group called the Blazer Click / Blazer Glory. Blazer Glory. You know this question was coming. You know this was coming. And do you remember how we met? Do you remember how you got in the group?
Oh, I can never forget Brown Chocolate Cafe. Yeah. I don't know what I performed or did. I don't remember if I freestyled or did some song I wrote. But y'all was like, yo, it's fire.
Facts. You know, myself, Aaron Quito Sands, and Germs, we were at the Brock Chocolate Fat Cafe, and we saw you. And we all looked like, yo, we do dope. Because remember, we see you at the Writing Center, you know. And we seen that you were talented. So like, we seen that you were talented. We wanted to add you on because we see something that you probably didn't see at the time. So, yeah. So my question to you now is, how did the group impact your life?
As far as the impact, I mean, it's invaluable. Like, you put me around a bunch of people, and first of all, you guys like were like some of the first people that say, "Yo, I'm genuinely, I like what you're doing." Mm-hmm. Y'all put me in front of places and opportunities that I didn't know existed, in order to like really hone my craft. Like, I don't think I would have discovered the Seals Rooms if I was there. But like, I don't think I would have been there anymore if I didn't have nobody like right there with me, like to show up for. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. It was that. And then going into the group and making all these fun little funky songs, and everybody just having this creative, it kept my juices going.
And you already know, so I have to thank you because you helped me get out of my comfort zone. So, like, you already know, if y'all heard the self-doubt, I deal with a lot of self-doubt and stuff, and a lot of not being confident. And I can hold you. You helped me a lot with that, son. You pretty much told me that, yo, can you do it and stuff like that. And honestly, the one for you, you play a big part of helping me get myself out there. So, Algie Mally, yo, thank you for that, son. I'm not sure if I've told you that, but thank you for that, man.
Never told me that before, and I'm on it. Like, to have that impact,
I didn't want you to know that you play a bigger role in the group more than you think. So I want to let you know and give you flowers at this moment, son. So, because you play a big role in the group, son. So, yeah. So thank you for that, son. Thank you for that, man.
It's all love, you know? We you ain't boys, know. Like, in my heart, we boys forever, so.
Yes, yeah, facts, son.
Whatever I can do to support or push forward, I'm doing it.
You ain't know. But it don't stop there. But we gonna get to that when we get to that. So, you know, Corey, we started making songs, you know, we made songs like Mean and Love and stuff like that. But then...
That's my one.
Yeah, but then we had this one song called Teddy Overload. So before I ask you about how you got involved in the song, I gotta tell you the backstory about Teddy Overload. How they even got created.
So Teddy's one day, on the right, Teddy's on the left, Teddy's in the front, Teddy's in the
back. So how it really got started was myself, Aaron Quito Sands, and Germ. We were really walking on Eastern Parkway, you know, really walking, it's regular, you know. Next thing you know, we see a fine girl walking past. We just yell Teddy out of nowhere, and then Rondo was like, Teddy Overload, out of random. So out of random, I just made a random beat, the beatboxing. Sam doing Teddy Overload, and and Jern just rapping like doing like 20 bars like, right. and stuff like that. And we randomly just said like, yo, let's present it to the rest of the team and see what we think. So we told the team about it, and Ray Sean was there as well, you know, at the time. And he heard what we were doing. He made the beat. And then we presented them Teddy Obolo, of course, with two versions of the song, of course. One, we had a rough version, and then we had the radio version. Mm-hmm. And stuff like that. So my question to you is, how would you get involved with the song? And how do you feel about the product?
I mean, I got involved with this song. I just happened to be in the studio. And we were really making some. We were really just making things happen. Like I remember, like Jerms had the original first verse,
yeah,
and then it followed up to you after the chorus.
Yeah.
We needed to re-record his verse, and I don't know what was going on, but he didn't want to re-record his verse.
Yeah.
And so, like, it was like either leave it the way it is, try to overproduce it, or record something else.
Yeah.
And y'all made the call, y'all wanted to record something else. Like, what to record? I was like, well, shoot, I got a verse. And I put together a verse from like some stuff I wrote the other night. Because I used to write rhymes on this website called I Mean. It was like a little forum. Mm-hmm. Where you'd go and everybody would choose instrumentals and write flows to them on the threads and see who had the best flows. It was like great practice for me. So Teddy Olelo came from me just finding like, just having always practiced that. Put that together, added a few words, change it up a little bit, and boom, flow like water.
I gotta hold you. I love both versions, but I know when you got involved with the song, it felt more like a radio song, you know. It felt like an actual single, you know. Jern version, it was more like an uncut version, you know. It felt like it was not meant to be a single. It was more like an album cut, you know, album cut.
Right.
But when we added you on, it felt more like a radio. Then also I had to clean my verse up. My verse was bad. My verse was really dirty. The original verse was really dirty. I would not be the gentleman back then. The original version was Soul Star Ken, but the new version was Mr. Gentleman Ken. So, yeah, and you know, and I actually do like, I like both versions, but you know, I felt like the version that came out now kind of helped us got a lot of opportunities, basically. You know, like we got to perform our show, we got to perform, the song got played on different radio stations, including Hot 97,
Like Teddy Overload is just like my favorite thing that we've ever done, and I'm not gonna lie to you. Like from the times we've performed together to the time where like, listen, there's a video on YouTube, guys. Like I want y'all to really go watch this video. This time, me and Roddy, I went there. It was after we went solo. The group had kind of dissolved or whatever.
We're gonna talk about that journey too. We're gonna talk about that too. Continue.
But it was just me and Roddy, and you know, Roddy was playing hype man slash backup for me, rather. Mm-hmm. So it was my own solo thing. And I play a song, and it's the wrong song. It's my boy's. Like I took a beat that my boy had, but he wasn't using it no more because he basically stopped rapping. Mm-hmm. So I took a beat he had, and I made a nice little song to it, Plunge. And I was going to try it out at this place, the Bowery, right? The Bowery, so we went back to the Bowery. Shout out to the Bowery Poetry Book.
Shout out to the Bowery, man.
Right. So we go there. I hear the start of the beat. The crowd is super hyped. It's like one of the best crowds that you could possibly get. Right. I don't know why they were so hyped for these shows, but they were. Like, they making noise. They responding. It was great. It's what you dream of. Mm. They hyped for the song. Hey, hey, hey. And then I hear his voice, Joe, my right, Joe died. Like, I really like that. I'm like, and you'll see me in the video, like, respond to that. Like, hmm? And Roddy's over there dancing still. Like, this motherfucker's still dancing. So I tap him, like, yeah, Roddy, that's not the right song. He's like, oh, shit. What you want to do? I said, I don't know. So I sat there for like maybe one more second, and then I started dancing, and then I turned off the music. The crowd boos. I was like, that song was tight, right? That wasn't the right song. I was like, but don't worry. People fuck up. We heard the first four comedians, got them to boo again. Right? This is how I know I watch too much wrestling, because my goal is to take them on an emotional roller coaster. Right? You know, so I happened to just have, just in case some shit like this happened, I had the the performance instrumentals for Teddy Overload. So I told him play track number 3, and I was praying that Teddy played. And it did. And me and Roddy was gonna have to do it. And we did. I credit Roddy for like really sticking me through with that one. Because that could have been a disaster.
Facts. And hey, y'all seen that video too. I'm like, oh, okay. Y'all killed it, man. You know, I ain't gonna hold you. Doing the group was a really amazing time, though. I ain't gonna hold you. Even as we were talking about recently, you know, it made me remember, like, yo, like, I ain't gonna hold you. I kind of wish we could do this again. Which led to my next question. What was your favorite song working with the group? And what was one song, or maybe a couple of songs actually, that you wish you would have recorded?
I mean, my favorite song working with us is still Teddy Overload, that we actually made. Still Teddy Overload, hands down. Love Rebound. Especially when we found the properly mastered version when you were going off. Like, people sleep on Ken, y'all. Y'all, people that watch this podcast, don't be sleeping on Ken. He got vocals low key, right? And he don't smoke. He probably could sing for real, right?
Who knows?
So, like, what I'm trying to say is, like, I guess my favorite song that we didn't do might have been Caramel Dreams. Ah, my God, I was going off. Especially because Rebound came out so good. I was like, I want my only rapper on the song, on the R&B song, to be good. And I went off. I am the fresh one, looking for a fresh young, better than the rest one, bigger than the breast one, one that'll let me be her breast pump, and never say no, always say yes one. I was going off.
Yeah, I ain't gonna hold you. Yeah, it was a mini song. I mean, I agree with you. Teddy was the one song that still my favorite one that we worked together. We even got YouTube footage on YouTube of us in the studio too. You know, stuff like that.
Oh, wow.
Remember. Yeah. I think the song that I wish that we could have recorded, even though we recorded this, but we never mastered it. I wish Hometown Heartache was the song that I wish that would have been released. No,
I do, man. Like, that's one of the better songs that we actually put together. Like, yeah. From a, like, you know, just the technical standpoint, yeah. We just needed to clean it up a little bit, and it would have been like,
yeah, man. Yeah,
leave this to express when life doesn't go the way I want it. Happiness and what it usually is.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah, man. And yeah, I go. That was one song that I wish we could have did for real. But that was, for y'all heard that song, man. That was an amazing song, man. Shoot, like,
I put some of my best internals in that song. Like, I was working.
You really did though. So during this time, you know, the Blaze Up Clan disbanded, and you went into your solo journey. No,
correct.
So let's talk about that. Let's talk about that journey. You know, you after the group disbanded and you went solo, like you just mentioned earlier, that Roddy was with you for a little bit. So let's talk about that journey and what was your biggest challenge coming from as a group turning into a solo artist?
The biggest challenge coming from being in a group to being a solo artist is just like when you're in a group, there's always somebody that wanna go. So it's not hard to be like, all right, well, I'm not going to let you outdo me, you know? So you could pick it up like that, or you could be like, oh, I got to go since my homeboy's telling me to get up. Oh, I got to go since we're going. So like, that's how you get along when you are feeling not motivated. When you're a solo artist and you're not feeling motivated, especially when you're a small artist like I am, like ain't nobody is like on you like that to be in that mode, nor are they giving you the energy. Even if they are on you, they're not giving you the energy you need to go there. You got to find that within yourself.
Yeah.
And that was the thing I was doing. I was like pushing myself beyond, you know, maybe feeling bad or feeling like a studio session didn't go the way I wanted. Like, the other thing is, like, going to the studio alone isn't as fun because, like, sometimes, like, people can hear things or, like, they can add little things to your songs and things like that, or add little ideas for you that might just change the whole direction of it. Sometimes having that closed room to yourself is a great way to get your shit out. But sometimes if you want to make more dynamic music, having different ideas and input is always helpful.
Yeah.
Like, overall though, like, as a solo artist, I just kind of love being able to go my direction, think of my little bombastic concepts and try to put them out.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we work through, like, one thing I have a problem with is, like, over-perfectionism. That's why it took September so long to come out, and that's why Mance is is back. That's why Game 1, 2, and 3 is on the back burner. Not even on the back burner, they're just not all the way cooked yet.
Well, we're gonna get to that. But yeah, and by the way, the group, we didn't have beef with each other because the group disbanded. That wasn't the case at all. It was just that all of us, we decided to do different things, you know, at the time.
Basically.
Yeah. And Roddy went with you for a little bit, and then he just stopped doing the music as well. So,
right.
Yeah. But even, you know, even the thing was, even when, you know, Mally went solo, we do support him. 100%. We do help him out doing a journey and stuff like that, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Definitely as best they could. One of my favorite shows. Team showed up. They was wearing my merchandise, my freshman in the building merchandise. They paid for their tickets, so I actually was an artist that drew, so that made me feel great. And we was really there rocking it out. We had the lighters, the crowd was I love that performance. Shout out to Pat Ambrose. Love all that.
I know. I couldn't make it that performance because I was at work.
No, you were there.
I went.
You were there at this one. I'm talking about. You were there.
I was there. Oh, shoot. There must have been another time. My fault.
Like, it's hard to keep track because that time I told myself, yo, we going in the overdrive. Like, I want to be the best. So, like, I would go to work, get off work, go do a show. Planning show.
You did, you ain't gonna hold your son. No, you were going in. The fact that you were working so hard, you remind me because of that, you know, your hard work though, son. Like, you were really on the grind. That one made me like, yo, like, I gotta keep supporting my brother because this boy, I know, I feel like this boy was definitely gonna make it. Like, I really believe you. At one point, I was, yo, like, an unofficial manager at one point.
Right.
Stuff like that. But yeah, man. Hey, I ain't gonna hold you. I miss you doing this, man. Cause you was, like I always say, you was an amazing artist, son. I'm not gonna hold you, son. You was an amazing artist. And you still are an amazing artist. That means not saying was. You are an amazing artist. You is. So, yeah, son.
I ain't gonna lie. It's good to hear you say that, like, especially on such an open forum and shit like that. Because, like, just, you know, as an artist, just as a person I am, like, everybody suffers from a bit of anxiety and not feeling like they should, it's good enough, that feeling of inadequacy. So, you know, just hearing that, you know, it gives me that one to keep going, to put it out there, because I'm always gonna rap, but there's songs I got that probably won't ever get put out, but there's, like, I want to put out stuff. I want people to have those feelings. I want to influence culture a little bit and get out of here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
fact. I don't think it's too late, but it might be. You know.
So here one thing that I mentioned on the show, and I was on another show, and I told this to this podcast host that I was on her show. Like I said, it's never too late to go for your dreams. Never too late for that. You know, you could never too late. So if you have a dream, always go for it, son. No matter if you put it on hold or not. Anything is possible, son. So you gotta keep that in mind. Yeah, you may have roadblocks now, but anything is always possible. It's always keep that in mind, son. So yeah.
That's great advice. It reminds me of your thing, like, and it pops up on my TikTok, and it's the gentleman quote of the day.
I don't know what to say that. Exactly. Yeah. But you did mention something about a mixtape, you know, with a long-awaited mixtape called September. Tell us about the process of that mixtape and your favorite songs. I know actually this last time, but I don't care. What's your favorite song on the mixtape, son?
Hey, so. Oh, don't worry. That changes throughout the years too. That's
you already know your top three. So top three. You know, tell us about the process of making that mixtape, and like I mentioned, you said it took long because you were the perfectionist. And tell us your favorite song about that mixtape.
I mean, the process, because I had to figure out really where I wanted to go with it. Then I was thinking about it, you know, this is gonna be my first thing I wanted to come out in September, because my birthday is in September.
Facts.
But then I really started thinking about the word September, and the word ember stuck out to me. So I'm thinking about what's an ember, you know, a small flame, you know, a tiny flame. What do embers do? Sometimes they do nothing, sometimes they burn down forests. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then my mind took it there. It's like, okay, you get to choose this. So that was the main concept I wanted to go. And I wrote a bunch of songs for it and towards it, but a lot of them did not get to make that final cut. Because by the time 2015 rolled around, I'd been working on the tape since 2012, because that's when the first single got written, Freshman in the Building. I remember, like, the beat just dropped in my hand and I wrote. I mean, that song went through an breeze, and that's when I knew I wanted to put together some things. What I did do, though, I put together a lot of freestyles that were, like, really, like, in my opinion, top tier, and it started coming together. But I didn't feel like I had anything to cap it off. I put Anytime on there, just because when I got that beat, shout out to Just Now, shout out to Liv. Actually, Liv, I'm going to shout you out. I'm going to tag you in this because I want to shout you out, because I just started seeing her pop up on Twitter again. I know she's probably going to get into her music game again and really just jump into the bag on y'all. But they helped me with this beat when I was recording in West Bubblefuck, Queens, without a car. I'm getting there, boy. It took me 6 hours. I'm walking middle of the night. And I love how Anytime came out, so I wanted to put that on there just for variation. And then every other song just came as it came a little bit. Like Cigarette Ashes. I love that. I love the fact that I got that Roddy jump on it. I think he stands as maybe my only real feature. The Sean James beat I got up there. With the Janae Aiko sample. Love Versus Money. I love that song. And All Day. Like, All Day has a special place in my heart, because that show I was telling you about earlier, when I performed that place went off. I'm telling you.
I actually remember that, actually. I remember it now. I remember you performed that so long. Yeah.
That place went off. So All Day is always going to have a special place in my heart. Yo, so, and as far as my top three songs for September, of course, number three is going to be All Day. That holds a special place to me. Number two is going to be Cigarette Ashes. Just getting to do a song like that with my brother, and it's so on brand for the tape. People didn't know I was really trying to write towards that, just that motivation piece, that like keep it going, because that's all I really know. I don't know too much else. I don't know how to quit or fold, you know? And all I want to teach is how to keep going. And sometimes, you know, you got to fight against that fight.
Yeah.
Love versus Money is also in that similar vein. So is My Wonderful Pink Polo, Distant Flickering, like, and you know, I'm trying to keep in themes, but my number one favorite song would have to still be Exhibit M. It's pure favorite. I don't know if it's the best on the track from like a technical standpoint, but like, I'm really talking about my dad. Right, that's one of the first songs I really do that, one of the rare songs I really go so deep, so into me, so into who I am. You feel what I'm saying? Like, it's real personal. Like, I put a lot of stuff, a lot of heart into that tape, a lot of things. But even as the artist I am now, who knows a lot more about how to put together stuff and you know, engineer a little bit more and stuff like that, I always find myself looking back at it saying, I wish I had done this. I wish I had done that. I wish I had time to record the title track that I had. Because Sands, shout out to King Talk Sands. He actually gave me a fire, and I mean, fire beat for that. I just never got to record it. I like me and Sands, I owe him a Magic Hour mixtape.
You do.
And I might make it for his wedding gift.
Well, about by the time this recorded, the wedding will already pass. But yeah.
The gift can come after the wedding.
Okay, that's a fact.
Do you bring the gift? Well, he only want money, so. But they prefer the gift that folds over there at the King Talk House.
Facts. So. And you know, but September though, man, that's what the amazing piece of work, son. I ain't gonna hold you. Amazing piece of work.
Well, let me ask you. Let me flip it back on you. What's your favorite?
I had a feeling the question would come in. Mm-hmm. Not in no particular order. One of my favorite songs is My Pink Wonderful Pink Polo. Definitely one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. Anytime, of course.
Right.
And Cigarette Ashes. You know, I gotta hold you. Roddy killed that verse. Roddy killed that chorus. Like.
He really did go off and do his thing.
You went in.
Like, for real. Like, shout out to the star.
Facts. The star writer, I'll shout out to you, bro. But yeah, yo. And, Exhibit M as well. I like Exhibit M and stuff like that. Now, like I said, this is the whole. Oh, yeah, also the Lovers and Money. Lovers and Money as well. Yeah. Now, but the whole mixtape. You know, it's fire though. It really is fire. Yo. You ain't always jam to it. I do wish Panty Flow was on it, but you know, that's for another conversation. So where can they listen to the mix? Because I know it used to be on That's Piss, but that Piss is not in business no more. So where can they listen to it now?
I mean, I had it on several sites. It will be up on YouTube.
Oh, nice.
Honestly, probably by May 15th.
Okay. Because
I have plans to do that. Honestly, I'm excited to do that. I wanted to put together something for that for a long time. I honestly might do a YouTube exclusive version because there's a song on there that, like, I wrote and I still believe in what I wrote, but I don't like how probably be received, so I might switch that out for Payday Flow. Leave that for like the secret buried files. If you want to hear it, you can go back for it.
Oh, nice. And so my other question is, will you be adding music to Spotify?
I will be adding the music to Spotify.
Nice. Looking forward to that, bro. So the next question is something that I've been wanting to know for a long time. Pretty sure many of, you know, the Mally Mally's fans want to know as well. And also, us bros for the Promoways podcast want to know too, son. What's the update on the music, son? When you come out with music, man? Actually, this question is 2019. You said it was coming. I have to wait for the music today. So since you're here right now, what is your update on the music?
I mean, my answer is the same. Thing is, a lot more is coming than, I don't know, like, then I guess people might expect. Right? And that's the thing. So my patience is there. I need y'all to give me this patience, because there's a lot of these songs I have ready. There's songs in the vault. There's songs that have to get going. It's just like, you know, we spoke about this on, you know, different other, on the Premier Boys podcast.
Yeah.
These last couple of years have been like really critical for me. So like, honestly, I'm just coming back around to being able to get into a place where I can do music again. Like,
nice.
And open up my spirit to that. And really, I think my partner Destiny. She was so, like, you know, just helpful. Well, she don't even know it. Like, I haven't even really said stuff. Not this. Maybe I have. I don't know. But, like, she's just so helpful lately and just keeping me inspired and motivated, and not, like, artificially, not just by pumping my head full of stuff, just by being just somebody that's going to keep me on my toes by being on her toes. You know what I'm saying?
Nice, yo. And first, shout out to Destiny. No, Ropes and O'Day. You ain't no son. Shout out to y'all, man. Amazing, y'all. And yeah, you need that right. You need that right somebody to push you in that right direction, to push you, to inspire you, you know, and make you want to go harder. Which we go deeper because you got another inspiration in too. But we gotta wait until, you know, we talk about that. But I got a question to ask you, son.
Mm-hmm.
So, which one would you rather do? A new solo project or a project with the team?
Both.
I mean, if you had to pick one right now, which one would you pick? I'm about to put you my way. If you had to pick one, as of right now, right, this moment, which one would you pick?
Honestly, I would pick one with the team right now. But if we could have it right now, go back, finish some stuff, bring out some new concepts, really rock the show, I want it. And I feel like we would be able to do that as long as we, you know, we got on the same page and things like that. But that's why I feel like I would pick it over me, because I know I'm always going to go back to music.
Mm.
You know.
True.
I know everybody's life is changing. I don't know when that bug gonna bite again.
I mean, I gotta hold you. The bug for me been biting recently, so who knows? The bug been biting for me recently, so. But who knows? It might be for the whole, for everybody else too. Who knows? You just never know, son. Anything, like I said, anything possible, son. Right. We anything possible, you know. You just have to wait and see. So also during your journey, you know, as an artist as well, you also went into entrepreneurship as well.
Right.
So tell us your journey about being an entrepreneur and stuff like that.
Being an entrepreneur, it was a journey that showed me a lot about myself. Like, when you're an entrepreneur, the things that you think is work ethic really ain't work ethic. You learn some shit. And, you know, that sounds counterintuitive or whatever, but it's the truth. It's like, yeah, you have to work way harder than you will work at any job, but way less than you would work at any job, until you're making way more than you would work at any job. People glorify that second part, but can't handle the first part.
Nah, you're right about that. You're definitely right about that, 100%. You're right about that. And, you know, entrepreneurs is a lot of work, man. You know, a lot of education and, you know, a lot of work. And I've done it too, so I know how to. I mean, I feel like I threw in one too, so.
Right.
Yeah. And I ain't gonna hold you. You did told us a lot when you're doing the entrepreneurship too, so, son. I ain't gonna hold you.
No, I'm saying life is about learning and growth. Like, Yep, thing exactly. is, I strongly suggest it for everybody, especially Black people, just because that's our only way in.
Yep. Yep.
They don't really want us in that way. They want us being the workers.
Yep.
And that's not feeding our families.
It's not.
Like, I'm glad, like you mentioned last time we did have the interview, you mentioned about building a legacy the last time we spoke about the topic. And he said that we work it. We can't pass that down to, you know, our kids and stuff like that. Right. We have to build our own thing so we could be able to pass it down to others. And, you know, so that last, that always stuck with me. So, because, you know, I want to build something. That way we all queuing in this platform from gentlemen like the podcast King Talk, Star Time, Premier Boy, The Bridge. You know, we building something. You know, so we can pass it down to, you know, our sons and our daughters and stuff like that,
right.
And the future us. So I feel like everybody should learn about entrepreneurship, because you're right. It does start with us. So, right. You know, I 100% agree with you on that. You know, 100% agree with you on that. And like I said, Black people, you're right. They don't want us to go into the higher. Thing to learn about, you know, education and stuff, education ourselves and stuff like that. So sure. You're right, son. We all need it. But, you know, let's switch gears a little bit, man. And as you know, we are in a pandemic. I guess we're still in a pandemic. I guess we are. Who knows? But my question to you is, how had the pandemic affect you, and what did you learn from it?
Well, the thing I learned from the pandemic. The things that I learned from the pandemic is, one, anything can change at any given point in time.
Yeah.
That anything can change at any given point in time. And that even negative things in life, truly negative things like the pandemic was, can also be opportunities. It either lead to opportunities or, like, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Either lead to opportunities or put you in a place of opportunity. It's all how you look at things, because sometimes in life you're going to be looking at the negatives or whatever, because it's just going to be so blaring. But sometimes if you can get out of that and maybe look at what your opportunity is, not even the positives, just look at what your opportunity is, you might be facing something where you could really, like, change the way your life operates.
Yeah. And that's a fact, yo, because, you know, it did give us more opportunity to really know about ourselves. It's taught to step it up. It's taught to step it up, you know, either business wise, financially wise, and any case it be. So, yeah, man.
Right.
Facts. So, before we talk about your involvement with the Premier Way podcast, because y'all went for the Premier Way podcast, talk about your radio background. You were once a radio host at LIU show. The really Illy brothers. Tell us about that. I don't think a lot of people know about that. So,
oh yeah, like honestly, like the really Illy brothers was just a concept with me and my boy Kazi. He used to rap. I was helping him get out there too. You know, he was really good, so I loved working with him. He had a ton of charisma. We got the show together, and I used to market it. I was walking up using loudspeakers, had a sandwich board, making YouTube videos, things like that. And they weren't like videos. They were just like little trailers.
Yeah.
And we had one of the best debuts for a show that they ever had. Now, that's not saying much. I don't want you to think we went out there and did 100,000, but, you know, we did a number that people weren't doing on, you know, cable access radio shows. You feel what I'm saying?
And, you know, I heard the Ray Elliott Brothers, man. And, you know, it was a really dope show. You know, I try to listen to it every week when y'all had it. Nah, but it was really good. I used to listen to it, y'all. And stuff like that, man.
And I wish it could have lasted longer.
Facts. But how long was it going?
We really only did it that one semester. We were supposed to come back, but it fell apart by then. So that's a good 3-4 months.
Dang.
Yeah. Kazi stopped showing up like he was supposed to, had a bunch of co-hosts. It was fun, but it was really annoying.
I feel you. Basically like the Daily Show, basically, when the main host leave and switch up co-hosts and stuff like that.
Right.
There you go. Yeah. Thing. But now you are part of the Premier Boys podcast. And let me give you a little backstory. Originally, the Premier podcast started in 2018.
Right.
And we were supposed to do it at a big radio station originally. I think it was supposed to be Empire something. I can't remember. Empire FLO something like that. And here's probably the original members of the Premier podcast originally. Who we won on the team. Was myself, Aaron Quito Sands,
right.
Jerns. Jerns. You were supposed to be on the show that we wanted, and Rob. And Roddy was supposed to be the official DJ. I didn't think he would be a part of it at the time.
Gotcha.
So yeah, so when we wanted to really do it, we didn't fully plan it out right. So it didn't happen. Then of course the Gentleman Lifestyle podcast happened, and then later Premier Boys happened and started with three of us, you know, myself, Aaron Quito Sands, and the Star Writer Rod. And then a year later, you know, September 11th, 2020, Molly Mal came as a guest, and then we added him on the same episode. So how did you feel when me officially added you on the show, and how you feel about the Premier Boys and stuff like that?
I mean, I love the fact that we had such a good episode. Like, usually we always have a great time doing Premier Boys. That's why, like, you know, I just really like doing it. I try to make the time and the schedule. My life has been a little out of control lately. It gets hard. But anytime I could spend this time, like, it's always just like chatting with y'all about stuff. We have fun. We talk our shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I couldn't ask for, you know, a better time or a better tidings. Like, it'd just be good shit all around. Like, not to be the dead horse. Like, I like doing the Premier Boys. I want us to get bigger. I want us to get huge. You know why I want us to get bigger? And this is real selfish. I want us to get bigger so I can do it more often and still, you know, eat.
Yeah, that makes sense. Nah, I ain't gonna hold you, though. I love doing my show, of course, but doing it with my brothers, it's a different feeling, you know. I could be, like, you know, in my show, I could be myself, but on Premier Boys, I could be myself while I'm with my brothers. And it is just, it's basically like how us grown men talking, basically. So even on the show, we fight and stuff, but, you know, I love doing the Premier Boys with my brothers, so. Sure. And adding you on the show, we felt more complete. Adding you, because you bring like a different element to the show. So, like I said, thank you for, you know, even joining in with us on the journey, son. And yeah, we see three through going, and people were really enjoying this season. But that's not the only thing that they love about the Premier Boys podcast. They love the theme song of the Premier Boys podcast. And, you know, Long Live the Chief Molly Mal made the theme song. So my question to you is, what was the origin of this theme song?
The origin of this theme song was just generally add a song for us or about us. Me and my team is the best in the world. I did it to an old Charles Hamilton beat for Cooties. Shout out to Charles Hamilton. Yeah, happened to be a little cool Sister Sledge sample. But, you know, knowing that we were talking about the Premier Boys and stuff like that, the verse was about y'all, basically. So I just took that, adapted it, and Sands gave me the beat, and it was a rap from there.
Facts.
You know, I didn't even think it would be a hit like that. My brain, I was like, man, maybe I should have wrote some new stuff, blah, blah, blah. But you know, people like that. I remember when, remember we did like a dry recording just to see it, you know, see how it felt.
Nah, I ain't gonna hold you though. That theme song is really fire, son. Like that thing is on rotation, like heavy. And I got people hit me up, you know, listen to the Premier Podcast. They're like, yo, I love the theme song. Yeah, the theme song got me dancing. I was just on a guest on the podcast show, Choke Street Talkback, recently with Victoria J. Shout out to Victoria J. And she said she loved the theme song, son. And she said she did to it. She listened to the show all the time. So I just want to let her. So yeah, you got people that love the theme song, man, and loving you as a rapper. So yeah, man, just know that people, you got fans out there, man, and people really enjoy what you're doing. They want you to put out more stuff. Sure. So son. Like I said, keep doing your thing, son. Like, keep doing your thing. And like I said, the theme song is really dope, yo. I love that theme song. Y'all will hear it after this interview, by the way. I will put the theme song after this interview, by the way. we had to put it after the interview. But you already know, all the brothers right now, they got their own show. You know, I got Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast. Sands got King Talk with Aaron Sands. Roddy got Star Time Podcast. But now you're about to start your own podcast as well. Called The Bridge Podcast. So tell us the idea, tell us about who's on it, tell us what the topic going to be, and tell us when it's coming out.
So, The Bridge Podcast is taking on some forms and things I've seen, but really it's going to be a discussion-based show. My boys, The Sauce King and my guy, The Grand Shinobi, they're going to be my frequent collaborators with that. We're going to take topics, discuss them, you know, in broad form and things like that. Have a lot of fun, but I really want it to be one of those shows where you could sit down and from time to time you just get gems and strong jewels, but that just kind of be the orientation of the show. So The Bridge, I'm still looking into the name because I want something I can copyright, and I'm looking up. The Bridge is not the most original name. I just like the reason why we had it, because we wanted to kind of bridge the gap. You know, just mindfulness. So like, you know, I still want something that still falls in line with that. You know, we're gonna get something close. I don't even want to change it a bunch.
Hey, you ain't know, son. I'm looking forward to that show. I can't wait for it to be released. Y'all, I think all of the way right now, son. But I can't wait for it to be released. Do you have a release date or a possibility of when it will be dropping? Can you give it a tease?
I'll give you a tease. I'm looking forward to really start recording and putting stuff together. Maybe for the end of July.
Nice. Everybody look out for The Bridge Podcast coming real soon in July. July, August. The summer. Basically the summer. Look for The Bridge summer.
Summer 23.
Yes, I look forward to it. So, you're about to step in your biggest challenge of your entire life, man. You're about to become a father. So, tell me, how are you feeling to meet your child, your daughter? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling really like, honestly, I'm excited. Like I've for the last maybe few months before this, I've been like nervous and anxious, and like I would think about how soon she's coming, and I'm feeling like, man, I'm not ready yet. You know, maybe I'm not financially where I want to be ready. I'm not mentally all the way where I want to be. My life is not situated, but I'm just like, I'm nervous about this thing. But the closer it gets, the more it's just like, fuck all of those things. I just want to see her face. I'm so curious to see what she looks like. I'm so curious to see how she is and how she grows, and see if I can really be a good dad. Like, not even see if I can be, because I'm going to be, but just see.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, just make sure I have the effect on her that I want to, and I want to see that happen. Like, just as we build that relationship and knowledge of one another, like, yeah. I'm excited. You know, I never know what's gonna happen. I'm worried, but I'm excited. I'm reviewing the possibilities, but like, the more I think about it, like, you know, this is something that's always been, you know, on the books. Like, it's always been in the plans. It's always been the way things needed to go. I always wanted to, you know, have a child. That just, you know, sometimes you don't always get to choose how it happens, right?
Yeah. And, you know, once again, congrats to you, bro. To you and Destiny on, you know, y'all about to have a daughter. And we know that you're going to be amazing father, son. I know y'all going to be amazing parents. And, you know, just keep, you know, keep doing amazing things, son. Once again, congrats to you. And, yeah, man, looking forward to it, man.
Gotcha. Thank you, man.
You ain't no bro. You ain't no bro. And what do you have to say for anybody who wants to say around you as in, you know, the music, as in entrepreneurship, as in the podcast, as in becoming a father? Say something inspirational. What do you have to say for anybody that going the same route as you?
Anybody that's going the same route as me? I would just say, if you're going, keep going, because it's going to get hard.
Facts.
But if you ever stop, it's going to stay hard.
Dude, that's a fact, yo. That's a fact, yo. So, yo, before you go, son, we got a segment game called Five Random Topics.
All right.
Where I ask you five random topics, and you give me your response to it. Are you ready?
I'm game. Let's go.
You already know. All right, so who is your favorite wrestler? Past and present.
Okay, past, always going to be The Rock. Hands down. Period. Right? Oh, there's nobody more charismatic. And he was so crisp in the ring. I mean, his sharpshooter needed some work. But everything else, I mean, man. Like, you could talk about a sharpshooter, but why are we not talking about that float over DDT?
Fact.
You know what I'm saying?
Fact.
But, and present, you said?
Yeah, present. Yeah.
Present. Like, right now, in the current crop of stars, there's a lot of people I really like to watch. Oh,
I know it. Name three.
Okay, right now, Roman Reigns, huge fan of him. Huge fan of Cody Rhodes.
Of course, yeah.
I like everything he's doing.
What?
in terms of just, like, a third person, Seth freaking Rollins. Like, him as a baby face, like, I could go off. But, and the guy to look out for is Carmelo Hayes.
Melo don't miss. Melo don't miss.
Miss.
Yo, I agree with all the people you mentioned, son. I pretty much got the same answer. But I would add this one guy, too. Anyway, no, I'm a fan of this guy, he ain't new, but anyway, no, I'm a fan of this guy. Yeah, LA Knight.
LA Knight,
yeah. I gotta add LA Knight to the mix. You ain't know, man. That's my guy right there.
Yeah.
So what is your song that you listen to right now? Like what's in your streaming service or something you listen to right now?
Right now, like, I just discovered Coaches because my homeboy listens to him. If you just want some mindless music to have fun to, like, he makes that. But really, what I got on my own repeat, Poppy's Home.
Drake, right? Of course.
I'm letting my life know, Daddy's home. We here.
So you already know. Y'all listen to promote a podcast. If you know, you know. You already know. I know, if I had to answer this question, of course, I listen to a lot of old school stuff, but as of right now, the Thundercats, for some reason, They've been on my radar recently.
The who?
The Thundercats. I think it's Thundercats. They are on my radar right now. Especially them chains. That song right there is fire. That song right there, fire. What is one verse that you want to see? And you already know, we spoke about this a lot on the premiere of the podcast. Yeah, you already know.
One verse is, I personally want to see, I'm really excited for this Diddy JD thing. They're going to really go crazy.
Facts.
They expect to go.
Facts. We're going to talk about that when we return for the premiere podcast. So we're going to dive more into that one. If I had to pick one, yo, I don't care. I know he's going through something right now, but I don't care. I still want to see the verses. I know Cool J versus Will Smith. I still want to see that verses. That's just me though.
That would be low key fun. I ain't gonna
lie. It would be though. I ain't gonna hold you. It would be though. Like, but put the, you know, the drama aside and think about both of their music. You know, from especially for the old school hip hop scene. Like, for real, it would be something for real. Like, I spoke about this plenty of times on the Premier for podcast. But yeah, what's your favorite food?
My favorite food?
Yeah.
Oh man, I'm a fat ass. I love mad food. So like my favorite, like, damn, I love mad food, bro. Candy Yams. That's it. Candy Yams is my favorite.
There you go. I know. I probably would say top food be, but I love soul food as well. So yeah, I am. What is one song that you wish you created?
That I wish I created?
Yeah.
One song that I wish I created. Fire Squad by J. Cole. I wish that was mine.
Nice. You know, I'm going to say, yo, shoot, Michael Jackson, the lady of my life. I wish I created that song. You ain't know. That song is the beautiful song, man.
Y'all
already know we spoke about this on the thriller episode, so you already know. Y'all know how we both feel about that song. This song is a beautiful song. But yo, Mally, long live the chief. Mally Mal.
Long live the chief.
You already know, bro. Thank you for coming on the show. As always, it's always good to bring you back. And thank you for having a conversation with me, son.
Thank you for having me, bro.
Yeah, no, you already know, man. You killing it. Yo, you already know. Looking forward to the music. Looking forward to the Bridge podcast. Look forward to do Premier Boys again because you're on break right now. Yeah, man. I look forward to many things. You being a father. I can't wait for every amazing thing coming your way. So I know it's going to be amazing. So I'm looking forward to everything you're about to do, bro. And once again, thank you for coming to the show, man. And you know, you're going to be back anyway. I'm bringing back for the rest of the prediction episode. And I got to bring Sauce because Sauce, you know.
My son called the biggest call of the year.
Yeah. I'm too upset that he made that call. He made that correct call, but we're gonna talk it out on the Money in the Bank prediction and the SummerSlam. So yeah, we're gonna do those two. But bro, you already know. Before you go, drop your social media where they can reach you. Let them know about, you know, the Bridge podcast and your music and everything. So this is your time.
Definitely listen. My music, if you search They Call Me Mally Mal, I'm the only person that comes up. That's T-H-E-Y. I'm not gonna insult your intelligence. You know how to spell they, you know how to spell call, you know how to spell me. M-A-L-I-M-A-L. My IG is TCM Mally Mal, or They Call Me Mally Mal. Twitter's TCM Mally Mal. Basically, if you put in any combination of those things, you're gonna find me. Music is coming, guys. Music is coming. It's going to be a lot of it. You give me some time, I'm going to give you some music. Podcast is coming. We're trying to drop it this summer. We're talking about the Bridge. We're talking real topics for real people for real times, like ours, baby. We talking about elevation. We're talking about getting bigger. So please, please check that out. And with that being said, I'm going to turn it back into the hands of my brother, the leader of this podcast, it's the Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.
Yes, thank you again, bro, for coming on, and we'll be right back. Chill!
Yo, 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 yo. This is the fresh one. They call me Mally Mal, the man. And you're right now, you're listening to the Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast with my boy, the gentleman, Ken. Shouldn't be anywhere else right now.
Premier boys, yeah. Yo, me and my team is the best in the world. You and your team looking stressed in the world. Said me and my team is the best in the world. Then you and your team looking stressed in the world. Yo, me and my team getting caressed by curves. And you and your team getting arrested by the curb. Me, my nigga, oh, he ain't do shit except the robbery, nigga. He gon' do six. Come through, bitch, styled up with new kicks. Penny flow, ho, and I come with two chicks. Cause me and my team is the best in the world. Me and my team is the best in the world. World said me and my team is the best in the world. Best in the world, best in the world. Got a star on the sky, gentlemen on the cup. And I know my team burns, we got sand in the cut. Ow. Premier boys.
Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gemini, with the Gentleman Like the Podcast and the Premier Boy Podcast. And this commercial is brought to you by the Premier Boy Podcast, where four people do, where we talk about anything about the culture. You know, hosted by myself, Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, Mr. Aaron Sands from King Talk with Aaron Sands, the Star Riding Ride, who is also my co-host of the Old School Show, and long live the Chief Mally Mal. And we talk many topics. From politics, music, sex, love, relationships, and many more. And also every topic that's going on in the news right now. Many of our topics are very controversial. And the podcast show might not be for everybody. Because we talk about many explicit content. And yeah. So if y'all decided to check out the show, y'all be warned because y'all might need a drink or two. And yeah, because this podcast is so crazy. I'm shocked it had not got canceled yet. So if y'all are looking forward to listening to the Premier Boy Podcast, check it out on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and many more. Each and every Wednesday at 12 a.m., you can check out the Premier Boy Podcast with myself, Mr. Aaron Sands, Star Riding Rod, and Long Live the Chief Mally Mal. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gemin. Have a good day and night wherever you're listening to this episode. Now back to the show. Yeah!
I just want to take the time and thank everybody for tuning into this latest episode of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Thank you to my special guest, my returning guest, the bro, long live the Chief Mally Mal, will come back on the show. And I just want to say, yo, I'm proud of you and you are doing amazing things. You know, I can't wait to see every big thing coming away from you becoming a father, you putting out new music. I'm looking forward for you coming out with new music. Also, the Bridge Podcast. I'm looking forward for the Bridge Podcast. We will be dropping on the summer of 2023. And bro, you know, like I said, I'm proud of you and keep doing amazing things. Also, you know, check us out on the Premier Boy Podcast every Wednesday at 12 a.m. with myself, Aaron, Quinto Sands, Star, Ride It Rod, and Long Live the Chief, Mighty Mal. We return with new episode this Wednesday and every Wednesday at 12 p.m. for the second half of season 3 of the Premier Boy Podcast. Also, check out other shows from the Premier Podverse Networks. We got Aaron Quinto Sands' show, who recently just got married, by the way. So shout out to my bro and his wife on getting married. So that's an amazing thing. But check out King Talk with Aaron Sands. Every Friday at 12 p.m., King Talk with Aaron Sands. Every Friday at 12 p.m., he do got a season 3 finale dropping, I believe, this Friday. So check that out. And yeah, King Talk with Aaron Sands. Also check out Star Time with the Star Riding Rod every Monday at 12 p.m. Check out both shows. I am the executive producer of both shows, and check them out right now. And y'all already know where I'm at every Sundays and Thursdays with the Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. We're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, AHA Radio, Amazon Music, Good Pods, and many more. Y'all can rate the show 5-star rating on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Good Pods, and Pod Chases. The more y'all rate the show, the more people know about Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Y'all already know every Sunday will be the main series of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. We got 4 more episodes left for the main series of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast every Sundays at 12 p.m. And starting this Thursday, Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast presents Spinoff Series Thursdays. We are all of my spinoff shows from Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast will drop on a Thursday. And starting this week will be the season 2 premiere, the long-awaited season 2 premiere of A Conversation About Music Podcast. Starting this Thursday and every first Thursday at 12 p.m. Then on June 8th, season 2 of Date Night Talk Podcast, myself and Ms. Vanna B. Starting on June 8th, every second and third Thursday at 12 p.m. Then season 3 premiere of the Old School Show, myself and the Star Riding Rod, June 29th, and every fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. So y'all already know, y'all can check out Spinoff Series Thursday, every Thursday at 12 p.m. A Conversation About Music Podcast every first Thursday at 12 p.m. Date Night Talk Podcast, myself and Ms. Bonna B, every second and third Thursday at 12 p.m. And the Old School Show with myself and the Star Riding Rod every fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. And yeah, y'all can check out Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast every Sundays and Thursdays at 12 p.m. But if you would be a guest on Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, y'all can email me a bio of myself and everything that you do to my email, kenypgent@gmail.com. kenypgent@gmail.com. Or hit me up on social media, ken_Mr. Gentleman. I repeat, ken_Mr. Mr. Gentleman, GENTLEMAN. We are looking for guests for season 7. Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. So yeah, you know, hit me up if you want to be a guest on Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. At this time, it's time for everybody's favorite segment. It's time to finally bring back Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Shoutouts, where I shout out these podcast shows and we give them their flowers. The last time we did the segment, we shout out the last 5 shows with the Simplest Podcast, Part-Time Adult, The Mama's Life Podcast, My Survivor Voice Podcast, and Let's Talk About It with Ange. So check out those 5 shows that I mentioned a while back. And now we got 5 new shows for the Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Shoutouts. And the first show that I'm going to be mentioning is Confident Cafe. And this is a new show that I just discovered recently, and I'm not going to hold you. This is a really, really good show, and I love the topic that she talked about. And I just love the show, man. And I want y'all to check out Confident Cafe every Mondays and Fridays. This is a really good show. Show her some love, man. She's doing an amazing job. Next show that I will be talking about is the Psychopath Podcast, hosted by Draymo. And this is a really good show. She keep it really, really real. She pretty much discussed things on her show that nobody would want to talk about. And for that, I respect her 100% for that. And she just celebrated a 1-year anniversary. So happy anniversary to the Psychopath Podcast. And check out that show. This is a really, really dope show. The next show that I will be mentioning is The Rome Show, hosted by Rome. You know, he interviewed many dope guests on the show, and this is a really dope show. You know, I love the conversation on the show. And check out The Rome Show. Also, check out Dope Interviews, hosted by a woman, Shah, who also have many dope individuals come to the show that tell many stories on this show. And I enjoy all the guests that he interviewed on the show. And this is a really dope show, too. Shout out to Dope Interviews. And the last show that I will be mentioning is Jalisa Says. You know, she discussed many topics. And this is a really chill show. And I like this show. You know, shout out to her as well. Check out the 5 show on this week with the Gentlemen, Lifestyle, Shout Outs, Confidence Cafe, Psychopath, The Wrong Show, Dope Interviews, and Jalisa Says. Check out these 5 shows right now. And that is this week with the Gentlemen, Lifestyle, Shout Outs. And y'all already know, I'm Admin on Good Pods. Ken, the Gentleman, Good Pod, catered to many independent podcasters. You listen to each other's show. You can rate each other's show, and we have the charts. At this time, it's time for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Achievement, where we celebrate big or small wins on for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And this week, we're going to talk about the charts. So we are on the Good Pod charts. We was originally number one for 7 days for Society and Culture after I released the birthday episode, but we recently dropped down to number 4. So, just want to say thank you, everybody, that continues to support Mr. Gentleman, like the podcast. Thank y'all, man. It really means a lot. For top 100 shows, we dropped to number 14 on the indie charts and number 16 on the regular charts. So, yeah, I mean, honestly, happy that everybody continues to listen to the show. Thank y'all, man. Let's continue to support Mr. Gentleman. Like that podcast, it really means a lot. Also, look out for the next couple of weeks. I got something big coming, so stay tuned for that. And that is this week, Mr. Gentleman, Like That Achievements. Y'all know, check out the official Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast website, www.realmrgentlemanlikethatpodcast.com, www.realmrgentlemanlikethatpodcast.com, where you can listen to every episode of Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast. Y'all can watch every YouTube video of Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast from the all the episodes from the Cross of the Day and many more. You can check out every guest profile who came on Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast. All 59 guests of Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast. You can check out every guest appearance that I've been on. I do have more guest appearances coming in the next couple of weeks, so stay tuned for that. You can buy merch that our partnership with TeePublic from the Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast merch store. They'll support Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast. What do you mean to buy a lot? I mean, buy some merch. And if y'all don't want to buy merch, y'all continue to share the show, listen, rate, and do everything. Anything that y'all do, I will appreciate it no matter what. So for that, thank y'all for continuing to support Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast. And thank you again for listening to the latest episode of Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast. Next week, we do have another guest on the show. And yeah, I can't wait to hear this interview. For y'all to hear this interview, y'all. And thank y'all once again for listening to this latest episode. Have a good day or night, wherever you're listening to this episode.
What's up? This is your girl, Beauty Bella, and you are listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.